So we've looked a lot at the system, actually, and we realized that it's really quite flawed. When you take a student loan, you pay 5% interest. And a lot of students think, well, I have this 6-month grace period. But actually, that's not true. The day you finish school, you start paying the student loan. So this loan is based on 2.5%, which is prime, plus another 2.5%. But prime is always changing, right? That's based on the Canadian government. So this prime is always fluctuating. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. Currently, it's going up. So just last week, just 2 weeks ago, it went up to 5.5%. Now, so that prime is always changing. The other 2.5% goes into the BC government's pocket. And when we asked the Minister of Education, Maura Stilwell, where does that money go? She said it goes to pay for students who default. That was what she said. So we think it's a little bit unfair that the poorest students are paying for poor students. That there's even any interest rate, period. If you look at countries like, or pardon me, provinces like Labrador and Newfoundland, there is no interest rate at all on student loans.
And so, and just to clarify, prime is what's to cover, I'm not very clear on the term prime.
Prime is what the Canadian Federal Bank uses to cover interest costs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So interest is only 2% and the rest we're paying to cover the cost to help subsidize other people who can't afford it.
That's what she claimed. And when I called the BC student the BC student loan and asked them, they said they would get back to me. And no one's gotten back to me. And I've called numerous times.
So these students who do access these government programs to help them when they have to default on paying their loans, what are these programs? And
well, there's a number of different programs actually with the student loan, and it's quite complicated. Even for myself, studying it, it's hard to fathom actually. There's a grant program, obviously. So when you apply for a student loan, some of the money is given as a grant. And what we're demanding is that that money be increased. We're also demanding that that interest rate be brought down. So, and the last thing is to expand this program so that more people can get in, because it's a really big issue right now. There's tons and tons of students who can't get into the program because their parents are rich, even though they're 25 years old, even though that they're not receiving any support. There's also all sorts of different mechanisms that they have to weed people out of this program. So what we're trying to ask them to do is support us, support the students from the lowest income bracket, from the medium income bracket, who obviously cannot afford university prices these days. Expand that program so that we have a chance, and expand that program so that we don't have to be $27,000 in debt, which is the average student debt for someone who's taken a loan in British Columbia, which is actually the highest in Canada.
How has that changed over the years from how much students are in debt now compared to earlier?
Yeah, if you look, we have, if you've been in the AQ, you can see that in 2000, the average student debt was $20,000 and $20,500. That was the average student who took a loan. Now, in 2010, it's up to $26,680, so almost $27,000. Yeah. We did a quick little projection of that, and if you make the minimum payments, it would take you 14 years to pay off $47,000 with all the interest involved. So that is not right. That's not right. This is a public education.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Yeah. Right?
Well, it's quite remarkable to be in debt that long for an education so short. And this is all right now we've been talking about the loans, and that's definitely one side of the equation, but the cost of education itself is definitely what's driving people to take out the loans. Why is the cost of education so high right now?
So we've been looking at that a lot recently, and we've discovered that as the price to run a university and as other things increase, the price for university funding has absolutely stayed still for 10 years. So there's something called the full-time equivalent. That's the amount of money that the government gives to each full-time equivalent student. So that money is something, right now it's at like close to, I'm not too sure exact number, but around $8,000. That number hasn't changed in 10 years. So since the NDP went out and the other government came in, tuition prices have went up by 100. They've doubled, okay? And the money that they've funded has not increased whatsoever. So what this resulting is that students have to cover all these costs. They're shouldering the costs, and the government isn't helping us in any way.
You already have me convinced. I'll be there on next Wednesday, but Let's talk a bit about the university side of the equation right now. There's the provincial funding that hasn't increased. What's the university doing about all this?
It's really unfortunate. I mean, I've often spoke to the president, to members of Senate, to just people in the administration and spoke to them about some of the things they're doing. One action that the Board of Governors recently passed, which we found extremely disappointing, was that they're trying to raise the tuition cap. Currently, the tuition goes up by 2% every single year. While it's crazy to me, I'm baffled. The university is trying to lobby the government, not to decrease funds, but to allow them to increase tuition. So they're talking about removing this 2% cap and charging 4%, or having differential tuition fees. So someone in biology will pay much more than someone in business, even though we already have a program like this. The university basically has told us time and time again that they cannot bite the hand that feeds them, that the students need to do something about this, that we need to get together and we need to show the government, because they ask and they've been asking. John Driver himself has told me that, John Driver, which is a VP academic, has told me time and time again that they're asking the university and, pardon me, asking the government, and the government says, no, sorry, no funding for you.
And so on Wednesday, are some of the demands directed at the university at all, or is it all towards the provincial government?
We feel that currently we're working with the university, and just yesterday in Senate, actually, I passed an academic amnesty motion. Any student can attend the event without having any punishment. That if you have a test, that doesn't allow you, but you can do that without receiving any docs from your marks. So Senate and the university administration on that side of it is behind us. They want to be a part of us. They want to see student fees go down. You know, you don't see many teachers here saying, let's charge more for tuition. They love education as much as we do. So we're trying to work with the administration to lobby the government. And we're hoping that once we move the government a little bit, force them or persuade them to invest more in education, then we can leave it up to the school to make it fair. And if they're not, then we'll go after them next.
And have they, but this request of the university administration, I forget, did you say it was the Board of Governors?
Yeah.
They have officially asked for that, for them to be able to charge more. So is there any indication that already that they would bring that down,
or
rescind that request? Yeah,
we're waiting for the next Board of Governors. That's actually coming up quite soon to talk about this, and also to talk about Goldcorp, to talk about some other issues. There's now a new chancellor, Carol James is there, and hopefully she can bring some new things to the table, like Andrew Petter, the president, has brought.
Okay. So at the rally, what can we expect to see happen?
The rally is really going to be fantastic. I have to really thank all the volunteers, everyone who's been involved. We've spent weeks and weeks at the tables getting people to sign these paper bricks. So these paper bricks are on the front. They say My Student Debt, and any student who has taken a loan has written that loan amount onto the brick. On the back, it's a postcard to Campbell, to Premier Campbell, which says, help us. We're students. Students are able to sign there, give us messages. So these postcards are going to be delivered at the end of the rally. But before that, we're going to take all these postcards. We're going to put them on this white tarp that's going to be raised in Convocation Mall, 40 feet, 50 feet high. The roof is 40 feet, so the tarp itself is about 30 feet high. With all the bricks on it, we're going to raise that in conjunction with some performers. We're hoping to have the orchestra come out and play with us. We've just confirmed that we have an aerial dancer, so that means there's going to be a woman hanging from the rafters of Convocation Mall. We're going to have guerrilla debt smashers that are coming out. We've tried to involve as many people as possible from different parts of the campus. The cheerleaders are going to come out, so come and see them. They have apparently a new routine that's going to be beautiful. And obviously we're going to have some inspirational speeches and a little bit more information about what you can do and what we've done and what's going to be done.
It sounds incredible. How would you recommend people get involved beyond just coming to this rally? Is there anything they can do in the lead up or directly following if they want to push the government?
I think the biggest thing that you can do, and this is, we've taken direction from the government themselves. When I met with the Minister of Education, she told me we need to hear from the students. The administration says, we need to hear from the students. We need to hear from the community. The biggest thing that you can do is tell everyone to come out, sign the bricks, come out, sign up, sign in any way you can. There's a petition that's going around that Arlie Dillon is writing to send to the Board of Governors. Come out and show support and stand with us, unite. We're all uniting against the same cause. So that's the best thing you can do. Make sure you tell your parents what's going on. This campaign is as much about education as it is about trying to get this message out.
And so, just to get back to this petition you mentioned, is there a way to access that on a website somewhere, or is there a way that students can even come out and help petition?
This petition definitely will be able to be signed at the event itself. Okay. Otherwise, you can contact Arlie Dillon. He's the one who's getting people to sign it, and he's also a member of the Board of Governors. He's the student representative, so he's getting people to sign it. So I recommend that you contact him.
And do you need more volunteers for the day of?
We always are looking for more volunteers. We have a fantastic program now that we've made to get the volunteers involved. There's tons of ways that we need you to do postering, to make some of the art that's going to be there, to help us with crowd control. So anyway, anytime, you can come over to the Simon Fraser Student Society office, which is in the Maggie Benson Center on the second floor, and talk to us there.
Great. Now, I wanted to ask one last thing before I let you go, Kyle. It's an ongoing issue for students, and after the day of the protest, we don't know what the public reaction will be or from the government. So is there any talk yet of what to do after the protest in terms of continuing this campaign?
Well, we have made this campaign strategically to happen on November 10th because it gives enough time for the financial committee, the BC Finance Committee right now, they're currently making the budget for next year. So this attention that we're going to generate from the media is going to send a very clear message to them. We're going to have all these postcards that are going to be delivered to Premier Campbell. And then on November 15th, the budget is going to be finalized. So we're going to still have to wait a couple more months until March to see what comes of it. If nothing comes of it then we have to grow this campaign. We have to have a bigger influx of students, not only from SFU, but from UBC, from UVic, from all the colleges. We need more people involved because if they don't hear it from us, if we don't get together and stand up and say something, then they're not going to do anything. This is our government. They take direction from us, and we really need to stand up for what we believe in.